is on.
Okay, yesterday we were discussing the din that if a woman gets divorced or widowed, and we said the same din would apply if she converts, she needs to wait 92 days before she's allowed to get married. The reason for that is because we learned a woman can have a baby after 7 months or after 9 months. So what happens if this woman, let's say that was divorced, got married right away? 7 months later, she might have a baby. We don't know, is this baby from the second husband 7 months later, or maybe it's still from the first husband 9 months earlier. So then we don't know who the father is. And there's a lot of dinim involved, who the father is. You know, is it Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Yerusha, inheritance, relatives to marry or not. So therefore, Chazal say that you're not allowed to get married for 90, it really says 92 days, but that's besides the day of divorce or widowed and the day, so it's basically 92 days. Now, if the woman is pregnant, then obviously you don't have to wait 92 days because then you know who the baby is, because when she got married, she's already pregnant. So obviously, hopefully, it was from the first husband or before she became Jewish. Now, before we go into the problems with that, in what the people do today, which is a very big halachic issue, and that is, what happens, Stam, this is a separate thing. What happens if a pregnant woman who's not Jewish converts? So if she already gave birth, then she needs to convert, the baby needs to convert, because the baby's not Jewish. But what happens if a pregnant woman becomes a geyer, she converts to Yiddishkeit? What's the din? So the din is, the baby doesn't need a separate conversion when he's born or she's born, but because the mother's conversion is good for the baby too, but the kid has a din of a convert. The kid doesn't have to have a din because it wasn't conceived as a Jew.
How does the baby convert?
After birth, you mean? What they do is, and this happens, by the way, if you have frum couples that adopt a baby from birth, and it's not necessarily a Jewish mother, right? So what they do, they usually wait for 6 to 8 weeks, and then the father goes in. Well, if it's a boy, they have to do a bris. If it's a girl, they don't do a bris. And then when the baby is like 6 to 8 weeks old, Beis Din comes to the mikvah. The father of the baby takes the baby, goes into the mikveh with the baby, and he dunks the baby quickly in and out. And the Beis Din, so you can't have what's called Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Normally, you know, the conversion process has three or four processes. Number one, if it's a boy, they need a bris, they need mikveh. And at the time of mikveh, there has to be what's called Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Acceptance of mitzvahs. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would also have to bring a korban. A geyer, just like a woman who gave birth, had to bring a korban. A person, when they converted, had to bring a korban. Because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it says in Halacha, it's a debt. When Mashiach comes, they're going to have to bring a carbon. The one who converted has to bring a carbon.
Acceptance of the mitzvah doesn't mean that they have to do it. They just accept.
No, they have to. Accept it means you promise you're going to keep mitzvahs.
Who's
going to
keep all the mitzvahs?
Huh?
Who's going to keep all the mitzvahs?
No, I mean as much as a religious Jew is able to do. But if you're immediately not Shema Shabbos and not kosher, not anything, so then it's a big shaila if the gaitis is a valid gaitis. Now, by children, you can't have Kabbalah's mitzvahs. You can't have acceptance of mitzvahs. The kid's not the... No, first of all, I'm saying even if a 10-year-old kid converts, they're not obligated in mitzvahs yet. So, one second. The din is you convert them, and then on the day they're bar or bas mitzvah, depending on if it's a boy or girl, officially they have a right to say at that moment, I don't want to be Jewish. If they say, I don't want to be Jewish, they're not Jewish. The parents are Jewish, they're not Jewish. So what they usually try to do is, on the day of the bar mitzvah, they they make the kid feel very good. And they say, isn't it good being a Jew? And the kid said, yes. And that's, then he's a Jew. No matter what happens later, he's a Jew.
What is the earliest?
But by the way, you have people today that convert, that have teenage children. And they see the father is Jewish, the mother is not, or they're both not Jewish and they convert. And the kids are not interested in converting. So the parents are Jewish, the kids are going. That's it. They're not Jewish. Once he accepts on the day of Bar Mitzvah, he's like any other get that turns away from Yiddishkeit, he's 100% full-fledged Jew.
No, let's say, like he said, Bar Mitzvah, I don't want to be, he says he doesn't want to be a Yid.
He's not a Yid.
Then he wants to become a Yid after that.
He has to go through Gators again.
He has to go through the whole Gators again?
Yep. Well, he can't do a Bris again, but he has to. Yeah. What?
I don't understand why a child that comes, his parents should convert, the child has to convert, because they convert, the parents convert, they're full-fledged Jews, aren't they?
Yeah, but how about the kids?
But the mother's a Jew.
But the kid was born already.
Okay.
The kid, we're talking about a kid who was born.
Before conversion.
So if the mother's pregnant when she converts, the kid does not have to go through their own conversion because the mother's conversion is good for the kid. But the kid has a din of a convert. Full-fledged convert, yeah. Neshama.
Neshama, yeah. And then I asked her, are you Jewish or what? She said, my grandma was Jewish, my mom's mom. So I told her, so you must be Jewish too? She said, I don't know, but we never practiced, and I didn't practice in Christianity.
Well, if the grandmother was Jewish, and the mother's, and she was properly converted, or whatever.
No, she doesn't know it. She said, my mom said that her mom was Jewish. So she doesn't know anything about it, and she hasn't.
Well, then you have to do research.
So
no.
He has to do, no, he said this, I said, but according to Halacha, she should go through complete conversion?
There's too many scenarios possible. How big is the doubt about the grandmother? You have to do research.
Right. If you do research and you know that for sure her grandma was Jewish and she was married,
then, so what? But the daughter is Jewish and the granddaughter is Jewish.
Even though for two generations they haven't practiced.
Doesn't matter. A Jew is a Jew. You have Jews that didn't practice for 20 generations. They're still a Jew. That's
so
not
they
even.
They don't need to go through it.
No, they're 100% Jewish.
What is the earliest that a kid can convert to Tinoch?
There's a din. Ger katan matbila neisa das bezin. The Gemara says in Gesugas. Ger katan matbila neisa das bezin. A kid under my bezin is tevil the kid. He's a megayer the kid. But there's no kabbal smitzes. But then under the day of Bar Mitzvah, they have a right to say. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to the 92 days problem. So the question is today, in a lot of places, even in frum places, they do a gedus in the morning, a conversion in the morning, that afternoon they do a chuppah. What happened to the 92 days, which halachically is mandated, is 92 days? They say, well, again, we know today she's pregnant or not, they take a pregnancy test, but there's a Gemara in Yevam, as he brings down, that says, even if Eliyahu Navi tells the eunuch she's not pregnant, you're still not allowed to do it. You have to still wait the 92 days. A big Rav once told me, and according to his understanding, it would even be a shaila on the geiris. Why would it be a question? They're already not accepting something that Chachamim said you have to do. Chachamim said after a conversion, you have to wait 92 days. So the first day of conversion, they're already not accepting what... okay, but this is a big issue in today's world. Our Rabbanim are very strict about it. What?
The issue of the geiris is in... We didn't have these things in...
Because by the Sephardic community... Interesting. The Syrians especially, by the way, they never accepted converts. They never accepted Gedim. If somebody was Megayer Kalochim talking about, they would treat them as if they're not Jewish. Okay. By the way, there's another interesting thing about what we said before. If let's say a parent converted, let's say the mother converted before the baby was born. And the baby was born when the mother was already Jewish, or the father converted before the baby was born, and they had a kid, halachically, that kid could marry a Kohen. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that if both parents are Gerim, then that child, even though it was born after the Gerim, shouldn't marry a Kohen. Not that it's not allowed, but shouldn't. It's not the... What?
In some cases, there is a lady who was a Megar. She converted. And then she had a son. But they're not practicing Judaism.
No.
And then you have 9 people, and all of a sudden her son steps in.
But the, when she converted, she was religious?
For a day or two.
Well, if she was stuck religious for a day or two, then the kid's Jewish. There's a whole big machlekes. Some poskim say, even if they're not frum, if an Orthodox frum bezin converted them, they're Jewish, regardless. But it's not so simple. It's very, very complicated.
Well, you can count him as a minyan.
And thank God that us Chabadniks in California, before I even came to California, the Rebbe said to California that he doesn't want our shluchim doing gaitis. So I'm thank God, I don't paskin gaitis. I don't say who's a Jew, who's not a Jew. I don't paskin, I don't get involved. The Rebbe told us not to. It's the best possible thing for us. I don't have to get involved. It's so gedreit. You're going to rule who's a Jew, who's not a Jew. And it comes crazy things. Okay. What? By the way, this din of 92 days applies even to a woman who can't have children. Or she's an older woman. An 80-year-old woman converts. Yeah? And now she wants to get married. Why? Because the mother pressed... You weren't here that week. Because the mother is pressuring you to get married.
You know, a lady got pregnant at 90.
Okay. Yeah, but that was a different thing than today.
Even if you do a pregnancy test?
It doesn't help. But Gemara says even if Eliyahu Navi comes and tells you she's not pregnant. And Loi Pluk. Okay. Therefore, the din is, even a woman who can't have children, either because physically she had her hysterectomy, let's say, or she's too old, she's not having children, so the din is, it doesn't matter, Loi Pluk. Chum did not differentiate between one case and another case. He said a woman who's divorced, widowed, or like I said, converted, you have to wait 92 days. The only time you don't have to wait 92 days if a woman got divorced is if she remarries her own husband. It's called Machzor Gerushosei. If a woman remarries her own husband, then you don't have to wait 92 days because it's obvious who the father is. These are...
Hopefully
she's a good wife. Well, yeah, we're talking about that scenario.
She's
huh? No, it says even Edison you can't do. Yeah. Even the, it says in Kitz, even the Skashe B'Shaduchim, even to Stam. What?
The Syrians, is that a
halakha? No, this is their...
About 80 years ago, when the revolution happened in Syria, and they moved to the United States, a lot of new generation Syrians, before they gave the Goya girls, to learn them and say that...
They converted.
And they converted. So you came in the wishy-washy. And the rabbi over there said no.
I know, I understand. That's the origin of why, but in the Syrian community, more than the Persian community. In Iranian, in the Syrian, they're more zealous about it.
Persian community in Persia, not here. Persian community in Iran, we don't have this.
Okay.
But here...
What?
I never said only West Coast, not because...
Whatever.